rebellion. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He got on a donkey colt, and the people cheered as he rode into Jerusalem. They called him blessed. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Triumphal entry. Triumphal entry. This wasn't a parade. This was a protest. This was a march. Jesus came into town in rebellion. I mock your power. I mock the establishment. I mock your leaders. I mock your politics. Well, there was a triumphal entry. It was elsewhere. Leaders marched on the other side of town, Pilate and the Roman soldiers on war horses, a military parade to show power for those who were afraid to lose it. You better call us blessed. You better say that we bring peace, because if you don't, we'll bring war on you. Jesus rode that small donkey colt, not a war horse. He came in rebellion, mocking the power, mocking the establishment, mocking the leaders, mocking the politics, mocking the religious pretentiousness, mocking that military parade. King of peace, real peace. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus isn't Caesar. Jesus isn't Pilate. Rebellion. But there's confusion. Jesus is going to clean up this town, topple the power. This is a parade of power, right? We have to cheer. We'll get arrested if we don't cheer. Mocking the power. Mocking the establishment, mocking the leaders, mocking the politics, mocking the religious pretentiousness, mocking the military parade. What is Jesus doing? Turning the power system upside down. Turning the political system upside down. Turning the religious system upside down. Good news to the poor. Freedom for the prisoners, sight to the blind, release of the oppressed, jubilee, love, justice, peace, not war. Rebellion. Confusion. Devotion. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Where are we now? Here's what happened next. Jesus said to the religious folk, "You don't know who I am or what I'm about. You're just a den of thieves. Enough is enough." They began to plot. They also had conversations, curiosity, questions, anger, confusion, trickery. Oh, Jesus continued to say to the religious folk, "You hypocrites, you're only hungry for power and you're afraid to lose it. You abuse the poor, you abuse the outcast." And Jesus said to the poor and the outcast, "You are loved, you are important, you know what I'm about." Judas wanted Jesus to clean up the town. He tried to force Jesus to show power and to take over. Jesus didn't. Jesus and the disciples ate a last meal together. We still remember that one in communion. Judas left. Jesus told Peter that Peter would deny him three times. Peter swore it wouldn't happen. It did. Jesus prayed in the garden. The disciples fell asleep. Judas brought the temple guards. Peter tried to defend Jesus and even cut off the ear of one of the guards. Jesus fixed the ear. They took Jesus to the home of the high priest. Interrogation, beating. Off to Pilate. Interrogation, beating. Release? Oh, no. The crowd called for Barabbas instead. Simon of Cyrene in Africa carried Jesus' cross. Crucifixion. Mocking. This time, mocking Jesus. Two thieves, one angry, one hoping. Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Darkness at noon, the curtain in the temple torn in two. "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Jesus died. "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Rebellion. Confusion. Devotion. Do we get it? Mocking the power. Mocking the establishment, mocking the leaders, mocking the politics, mocking the religious pretentiousness, mocking the military parade, turning the political system upside down, turning the religious system upside down, turning the power upside down. Good news to the poor. Freedom for the prisoners, sight for the blind, release of the oppressed, jubilee, love. Justice, peace, not war. What will be remembered?